Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan in association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
Shriner, just going to jump on tonight for about 20 minutes or so and give you a heads up because I haven't been on the radio last week playing cat and mouse with a couple of different races that are flying above Earth. And so, you know, yeah, I've been contacted a couple of times already, and, you know, people can think what they want, they can say what they want, but I just revealed to you what their plans are. These obviously aren't God's plans. These are their plans. And so you know, we play roller coasters with Bible prophecy all the time, anything to do with events, because things can be changed, canceled, nullified, destroyed, and rarely do we see anything actually taking place in front of our eyes, and everything happens in the background, and so we deal with everything. And you know, I was alerted several times, even up to last night, that they're here. They were coming in. I sent out a video on the bear race coming in, and I explained in that video who and what they are. And they're here. They're circling Earth. They're here. They're the ships coming in from the west and the southwest, and they're traveling over to the east and the southeast, and they're just kind of circling. And they were, if you remember last year, when I was pounding the alarms on getting backups for heat and stuff because Obama wanted to take the grid down, and this was like 2 weeks before Christmas. It was Obama's exit plan that he was going to take the grid down in America and cause all this chaos so he wouldn't have to leave office. And one of his statements he made was, "I will win the war on Christmas." And so none of that came about. It was all snuffed out and put out, not that he didn't try, but it was prevented. And so it kind of got delayed. And so this year, he didn't back down. He was still standing on "I'll win the war on Christmas" theme, because they are in desperation mode. And I knew when I saw Schmidt from Google step down that something really big was going to happen, because these are the kingpins of the RICs, the reptilians in charge. And these guys have risen up to the prominence of the ranks because they're wealthy. And in Satan's world, wealth means everything. And that's why they don't understand Father's world, because in Father's world, wealth means nothing. It's not even something to obtain if you're one of his. If you have a roof over your head and you got clothes on your back and food on your table, that's good enough. You know, he gives you what you need. He doesn't give you a palace. Where's my palace? Where's anybody's palace? He doesn't give you palaces on earth. Our treasures are in heaven. Our rewards are in heaven. And so that's why the Satanists could never understand how somebody with so much knowledge could be a pauper, could be a peasant, could be a serf. And so they have no respect for these people, and yet they're the most powerful on the earth. And they can't grasp the concept, because in Lucifer's kingdom, the wealthiest obtain the highest ranks. You know, it's opposites. It's opposites. And even sometimes they get tripped up on their own opposites and trying to understand the other side, their enemies, because we are their enemies. We're the enemies against evil. We're the enemies against the strongholds of Satan on earth. And so it's a constant war, folks. Well, the deep state is being pushed out of power, and they're fighting back. They're fighting mad. And so Trump knew clearly that Christmas Day was going to be have several different actions going on. Alex Jones is on live now. I just noticed that about 10 minutes ago, that he is on live, which is kind of odd, I think, for a Christmas night. And he's claiming that the New York Times, something about the New York Times declaring Trump's starting a coup against, declares a state of emergency. That's the old news. Some kind of coup going on. I'm thinking, well, he's the president. He doesn't have to initiate a coup against anybody. He's the president. Unless he's fighting back against the deep state, which are the reptilians in charge. See, it all boils down to us versus them war. It's the humans against the aliens, folks. Because when you look at Obama and Clinton and who controls those clones, it's reptilians. If you look at the CIA, almost 90, some people say 100% are aliens. There's no humans at all in the CIA. And there's no humans at all in the NSA. And you know, I was warning everybody the last 2 years that all the humans that were in those agencies were getting soul scalped, and that's exactly what happened. I mean, they were getting soul scalped left and right. They had a list, and they didn't care whose name was on the list. If you belonged to a secret society and you signed the dotted line, you were getting soul scalped. And so thousands. So there's hardly any humans that we see on TV or in the government. And Trump knows this. Trump isn't stupid. He knows what he's up against. He knows he's not up against humans. He's up against the reptilians in charge that run this world in the background. The controllers of this world in the background are the reptilians because they are the snakes of Lucifer's. Lucifer was cursed as a snake, and from the Garden of Eden, as reptilian, folks. And that little slimy snake on the ground, it's the reptilians, and his followers at that time, his fallen angels, his angels who fell with him from heaven, were turned into these reptiles as well. So we have the reptilians. That's where they're from, folks. And so they have been controlling things behind the scenes for a long time, a long time. And every president has been bent over by them. And, you know, most of them don't even fight. It's like Bush was just went along, and Clinton's, and the only ones that were even fighting at the beginning were Eisenhower and Roosevelt, you know. And then they just all got taken over. Every president from that point on would be soul scalped and just go along with the program. And so Jimmy Carter was the first president they cloned. He had 12 clones. And so this is the state of affairs that we've been dealing with, folks. We're not dealing with humans. And so they don't want to give up the deep state. They don't want to lose power. They don't want Trump going in and demolishing all the agencies that they control for so long. He's trying to take the power of American government back to the human side. So it's the humans against the deep state, because the deep state represents the lizards, the reptilians, the controllers behind the scenes. That's what he's fighting against. And the reason he's having success and power is because they know that he has a majority of public support behind him, and that worries them. That worries them, because that's something they can't control. They can control all the money. They can control weapons and armies, but they cannot control public support. See? Soros tries. He tries to buy everybody off. But he just gets the libtards. And so they called in the bear race, which is allies of the reptilians. And this bear race is the one that's circling the earth now, and they were going to blow up D.C. Now, they were threatening to blow my house up as well. And I'll just say it, because that was the first place I heard they were coming. Because that's what their messages were. We're coming after you, B-I-T-C-H. I mean, that's just how it is. And they were pretty intent on it. And it's just kind of been cat and mouse for the last couple weeks. And then they were going to go ahead and blow up D.C., threatening to blow up D.C. And that's why I put the video out. Because I know they're above us. I know they're out there. Now, I know they're burning up, too. They're burning up. The orgone's burning them up. And so they can't only stay for so long before they, you know, I heard last week about 20 ships were crashing. And so the orgone's working. The orgone's working. When they come through these portals, I don't care what side they come in, northwest, southwest, west, northeast, we have orgone. We have orgone everywhere. And if they stay in the air, they're going to burn. And our orgone will crash these ships. And so, that's kind of what we're dealing with and waiting on now. How do I just sit here and talk and trip up? They're trying to affect my breathing already. Gee, I guess I should have put a Mylar blanket on before the show. Anyway, that's what's going on. And if anything happens at all, it may not. I can't control their plans. All I can do is tell you what they're doing. Now, they could have, they didn't have the Christmas Eve surprise. They didn't, so far, have not had the Christmas Day surprise. They could delay till New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, because that's always been on the table of theirs as well. Having a big old New Year's Eve, their own celebration, like, you know, when everyone's in Times Square waiting for the ball to drop, and then they just see a UFO sitting on top of it. Just something crazy, you know, some kind of crazy appearance of theirs kind of thing, where all these huge ships just kind of appear in force. That was always a plan. And then we started crashing so many of them out of the sky. that it almost became, they had to scale that one back because they couldn't show, globally anyway, that they were a huge alien force that outnumbered us because we had crashed millions of their ships. And so they could limit it in scope to just America. America seems to be the war zone right now because of Trump's war. And so they're really just angry at America right now. I know the big three against them is the UK, USA, and Israel. Israel, just because, I don't know, there's really not a lot over there. You got the Turks pretending to be Jews. And in the UK, you have the lizards that just dominate everything and millions of soul-scalped humans over there. And in the USA, it's probably pretty high too. It's probably about 70-30. So, you know, I don't know, folks. I'm just going, you know, they're after Israel. They hate the candles, you know. They want to snuff the candles out. And so that's basically what their target plan always is to snuff out the candles, which is kill off Israel, original Israel, those who love the Lord. And so that's where their real war is against. So we await. That's all we can do. It's all we can do. We don't have any anything other than their threats, basically. And anyone who's anyone probably has an idea of what's going on in the background, and they're not saying anything because you really can't. No one's going to come out and tell you what's going on. I will, and people will hate on me and blah, blah, blah forever. And you know what? I don't care. I don't care. I just say it like it is. Others can't. And so, you know, I was reading something put out by Navy Intel. Sorcia Fial, she's talking about Hillary's, all her friends are taking after the UAE. Now, she has an estate out there somewhere. What is that, Qatar? That United Arab Emirate, all running out there. I have a feeling most people are out of the country this weekend because of the huge bear threat that's above us right now. All the ships coming in, and CERN opening up that freak portal over there on Arizona and Sonora, Mexico border right there. That's something out of CERN. People calling it rocket launches from SpaceX and all this stuff. That to me looks something from CERN. Some kind of portal opening from CERN. And so there'll probably be more coming out about that later, when CERN gets pegged for that. But we know they're opening portals. They're bringing in creatures. That's what they do. That's why they're there. That's their whole mission. Nothing new under the sun. This is what Lucifer did in his original war against heaven. He brought in creatures from other universes to destroy the heavenly planets. That's what he did then. That's what he's doing now. He's bringing in creatures from elsewhere to come to Earth to destroy Earth. It's just a rewrite of the old scripts. And I talk about this in my book, Interview with the Devil. I described everything that happened back then. So, you know, yeah, it's 2017 and a lot should have happened this year. And you know what? A lot did. A lot did, truth be known, behind the scenes for the huge setups that are about to take over and take place. I know we expected a lot more to happen this year, especially when the Lord said he was going to remove his light from the earth this year. And we're still like, okay, Father, where's that at? Where's that at? That's the one thing out of anything you've ever said that we want. because we want to go with you, you know. And so we wait, and we wait, and we wait, and we've suffered delays, and we've suffered time lapses and cancellations, and you know, we've just suffered so much things. Some people wouldn't look at it that way, but we do. They would think, oh, we got off good because the pole flip didn't happen in September and October, and some of us don't feel that way, you know. We just assume it happens, we'd get out of here. Yeah, things are delayed, and Satan's on a time crunch here, you know. And that's why everyone's saying absolutely to 2018, because this, so much was supposed to happen by 2017, because there's absolutely no leeway next year. 2017 was his, let's get it all done. The target date was September 2017. To get the mark in, to get everything done. But they gave themselves some wiggle room, because it absolutely has to be in play by September of 2018. That's their timeline. And so we're looking at, you know, Trump's war against the deep state going on right now. And this is eating up time and events and kind of spinning things in a different direction. We're just kicking out one brand of globalism for another, folks, really. But you know what? It's going to be up to him, despite what the rest of the world's going to do, what America does. That we know America will be destroyed, but will we be destroyed on our knees or on our feet? Are we going to have a president that just succumbs to the butt-kissing of Lucifer and bends us over to his whims? Or do we fight as a nation against it and die on our feet, you know? America's going to have a choice, on your knees or on your feet. And that's what Trump's dealing with. That's in his hands. And so, you know, we're Americans. We're people of God. We're not Lucifer's people. We need to fight back on our feet and stand on our feet. So, I'm not worried about these alien races. They can't survive above Ohio. I've got this area so saturated with orgone, they just burn here. They just fry. And our goal was to put a orgone henge in every single state, and we have them in, I think, 9 states right now. And so we're doing really good on the pennies and nickels and dimes that we've had to work with. We've destroyed thousands and even millions of UFOs and creatures, these aliens, different races, different brands, you name it, strongholds of Lucifer. We've destroyed them. We've done really, really, really well. We've been above and beyond expectations. And so, you know, I can't always keep my ears and wall to the politics of what's going on, and I don't. It's all setups behind setups and everything that's going on as far as D.C. goes. But I do keep my eye on things going on in the background. And so that's why I even bother to warn you and tell you about things going on, because they'll contact me. They'll contact me. And they, you know, somebody was saying in my last video at the 3-minute mark, you could hear a reptilian snarling in my video, and you could hear, I hear something break in on the line, but I don't hear exactly what it is. I have to break it down with some kind of audio program or whatever. But this is the crap I deal with. This is the crap I deal with, and the telephone lines and things like that, they break in, and you know, they make their little UFO noises and sounds like I'm in space, and they hack my stuff, and that's the kind of stuff I deal with, folks. So we've got this week still. Now remember, if they don't make some kind of a major global move, then they suffer some huge consequences too, so and things are going to really shake up then. And you know what? I can't even tell you if it's for the good or the better. I mean, the good or worse, I don't know. For us, it's good. It may delay things, and then that's bad for us. But I don't think it's going to delay things. I think it will just kick things in a different direction with new people in charge. And so, you know, whatever. You know, Lucifer has time to operate on Earth. He's given 42 months to rule on Earth as God. Those minions with him, they're not guaranteed anything. They're owed nothing. They're owed nothing. They think they don't know the history. They don't even know who Lucifer is. They have this false history that they've been told from the time they're born of who and what they are. And so they think they're this entitled royalty and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's really crazy what some of these races think, how they came about and who and what their nations really are, because they've been lied to from the time they're born with false histories. The same thing Lucifer has done to people on Earth. He's lied to them with false histories. So, you know, but I'm saying straight out that this whole Ashtar command, there's no guarantees for you. There's none. Nobody owes you anything at all. You can be kicked to the curb very easily. And if you don't want to listen to me, ask Lilith. You're guaranteed nothing. Nothing. So, if they want to play patsies, they've got 5 days to play footsies. 5 days, 7 days. That's 6 days. To play footsies. And I'm done with it. I'm just done with all that. We will move on to something else, and they will be kicked to the curb. So they have a week to make some kind of major move. That's all I'm going to say about that for now. So Sananda and Maitreya. And they think we're dependent on them? Oh, heck no. Heck no. We've been amusing them with letting them think they're more than what they are. They think silence is weakness, and that's their problem. They think if you don't act like a bully all the time, then you really don't have any power. They've got some rude awakenings. I'm tired of time wasting. And so, you know, they're going to have to do something, make some kind of a move. I, you little bears up in space, little bear fags, I am not afraid of those guys. I could care less. Little, what's your name, Kagorian Command or whatever, I could care less. You don't scare me. These guys come in and think because they're big and hairy and bad, I'm supposed to be afraid of them. They haven't met my security. You know? Don't mess with me. That's why I just can't even talk with them. It's like
90 beckons.
Worst ambassador ever, because I just don't even want to talk to him. Anyway, folks, I will be back on Wednesday. Hopefully things get into normalcy now with all this paganism crap out of the way for the week. And we get back to some kind of semblance of reality. Be back Wednesday at noon. Don't forget to support your favorite ministry on the planet. Go to SherryShriner.com, hit the donate page. Till Wednesday, everybody.
60 seconds.